It's March. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
We're up in the Boulder Mountain Park, and we're standing east of the Mesa Trail, and we're looking up toward Green Mountain. There's a prominent cliff on the south side of Green Mountain that's known as the Sacred Cliffs, just a very bare area of granite. And up there on the highest point, about 20% of the time, you'll see this little brown or blackish-brown dot up there, and that's a golden eagle. In fact, it's the male golden eagle from the Green Mountain nest. Often you'll see ravens swooping down and harassing this eagle. Here's a raven flying over right now. But they'll swoop down and for, half hour at a time, dive bomb this poor eagle as he perches up and sort of surveys his domain. And the female usually builds the nest on one of the sheer cliffs on the east side of Green Mountain. Actually, the male helps with the nest building as well, and he helps with the incubation. And we know now from watching these eagles for many years that they go out onto the plains to hunt, out towards Superior, and all that area that's filling up with houses right now. There was a naturalist named Dennis Gale who checked out most of these territories in 1885 and mapped them for us. So we've gone back to all those old territories, and we're finding eagles nesting in just the same places where they nested in 1885 and just in the same numbers. So we think our golden eagle population is at capacity. But we also know that there are a very limited number of good sites. For example, if we lost this site here on Green Mountain, there's a good chance these eagles would have nowhere else where they could nest.
You know for sure that it's spring when you see meadowlarks perching on posts and on the tips of yuccas and mullein and bursting into rapturous song. They've been around all winter, but they keep a low profile. It's as though they're embarrassed about their drab winter feathers. But now they've molted and their breasts are a brilliant yellow and they're advertising for a mate. Another bird that is somewhat dull in winter is the goldfinch. But they're also undergoing a vernal molt about now, and you suddenly remember why they are called goldfinches.
Up here in the mountain park, the meadowlarks are singing right near the trailheads. So we have them in Chautauqua Meadows singing, and also in Skunk Canyon, and also in Bear Canyon.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.